The Marrow's Telling, Words in Motion by Eli Clare, published by Home and Practice Press, read by Eli Clare, copyright 2007, part 2, which includes Thin Silver Notes, Learning to Speak, Vow, Angels, Abandoned Fire Tower, and Interlude 1. Hug. Thin Silver Notes. The one who wears language warm against her breastbone, which dreams are memory, rhythm of leg and lung and heart, mile after mile. The drowning one who hauls his own heavy self back to land, which poems are flesh and which are dream. Did we dance the day Nelson Mandela went free? The one who carries a rifle, swings a crowbar, walks through shards as her neighborhood burns. Which memories will be forgotten only to return? Dream of flood, dream of fire, dream of children torn loose. The one who comes close to thin silver notes of death. Which poems refuse to lie, and which lies tell a truth, fierce and rough, whatever the tear, shake this into memory. Written 1992, by the riots in Los Angeles. 1992. Learning to Speak. 3 years old, I didn't talk, created my own sign language, didn't walk, but stumped all over the house on my knees, growing thick calluses. Words slow dance off my tongue, never leap full of grace. They hear blank faces, loud simple replies. I practiced the sounds THSHSL for years, a pianist playing endless hours of scales. I had to memorize the muscle of my tongue. Written 1992, about childhood 1966. Vow. Rain all day, almost snow, remaining leaves rattle the wind, cornfields mowed to stub, onions and lentils simmering. I stir a bay leaf into the pot, crumple another into my hand, that smell. Oregon summer, then halfway up the hill to my house, wind and river, hush, myrtle, fills the air. Crumpling leaf into hand, as if to repeat a vow. Written 1991, about remembering Oregon, 1990. Angels. Late afternoons, as shadows overtake the valley, I lay myself the riffle, where stream meets river, water warmed all day and still cold, current pulls, finger bones tremble. I hang on to rocky bottom long as I can, then give way, body rushing downstream to steadier water. Dive deep to swim along the green, gold riverbed, salmon nibble, lungs strain, and finally, after the sun has disappeared, hills leaning closer, I leave the clasp of angels, return to weight of bone and muscle. Written 1991, about Elk River, 1979. abandoned fire tower. Wave upon wave, the hills roll away. Axis, fulcrum, horizon, we ride the updraft. No smoke, no thunder, no smack of lightning, just the blue scoop of sky, wind rocking us 5 stories high. Later, descending back to earth, only later do I remember the long-legged leap of flame tree to tree 30 years ago. South Central, L.A., Detroit, Philadelphia, burning still. The house fire my brother once flung himself from. Gravity pulls hard to sun-baked granite. Written 1995, about Green Mountains, 1992. Interlude 1, Tug. Our deepest stories depend upon so much. Language, music, history, food, spirit, romance, sex, the very marrow itself. We find these stories through connection, whether with family or community, trees and rocks, or sidewalks and subway trains, the quiet or clamor inside our heads. They form bedrock, they shift over time, they pull across the grain. Not too often we try to tell them in single, lone words. In trans community, we're in the midst of creating a myriad of words. Transgender, femboy, FTM, transwoman, transsexual, genderqueer, tranny boy, MTF, crossdresser, transman, transy, two-spirit, femme queen. Some we've adopted from doctors and sexologists. Others we found in dictionaries or stolen from the bullies and bashers. And still others we've created ourselves. These lone words can be useful, but never enough. 8 years old, I carried my kite down to the hayfields and sheep pastures, flew it for hours on end, spinning line out 500 feet, 1,000. I can still feel that tug on my arm. Written 2005 to 2007. This ends part 2, continued in part 3.